The servant of God, Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, said that Jesus is really bad at mathematics and even worse with economic skill. How can 1 = 99? Who in the world would exchange 99 for 1? Who would imagine putting the rest of the flock, which is one livelihood, in order to seek a rebellious sheep? Perhaps only the loving God, who is merciful and gentle of heart, could imagine and do such a thing for us who are his beloved. However, to speak of love is easy, but to practice love is extremely hard. Cardinal Francis Xavier was imprisoned by the Vietnamese communists for 13 years, much of that in solitary confinement, because he was the nephew of the late South Vietnamese President Ngo Dinh Diem. They put him in prison without any real reason, except to make sure that he is re-educated under the new Marx-Lenin socialist system. They kept having to change guard on him, though, because he kept winning over the hearts of his captors, those who were sent to watch him slowly learn about Jesus as they saw him with so much genuine devotion and love. The higher ups, the ones who were in control, did not like it at all, And so they labeled him as a rebel who tried to indoctrinate the people with superstitious lies. In the darkest times of his life, Cardinal Francis Xavier found strength and nourishment in the offering of the Mass. At times, with a few drops of wine and a piece of host in his hands, celebrating Mass from memory that he had remembered. And how did they smuggle in the wine and host for him? They hid it underneath his medication because he had a weak stomach. There were days, the cardinal said, because of the mistreatment from the communists, that he said that he was so tired, so weak, or beaten down that he could not pray. Yet he offered his sufferings as personal loving petition for his diocese and the people that he was appointed to shepherd, but could not do to the imprisonment by the communists. He underwent many mistreatments and almost died several times. And after he was released by the communists, they exiled him and did not allow him to go back to Vietnam. He ended up in Rome, and the Holy Father, Saint Pope John Paul II, gave him the red hat in 2002 for his faithfulness, because he had showed in his very own life what it means to suffer and to truly love one's enemies that moves many people's heart. My brothers and sisters, Cardinal Francis Xavier learned much through silent suffering, and to unite his hardship with the redemptive love of Jesus Christ for the welfare and the good of his people. He wrote in his famous collection of thoughts while in prison. He wrote, and I quote to you now, "In the solemn pilgrimage with thousands of people, everyone wants to carry the cross at the head of the procession. But in the pilgrimage of our daily lives, how many people are prepared to carry their own crosses? Indeed, it is difficult to be an unsung hero." Isn't that true? We are called to be saints, not in front of people. We're called to be saints in times when we are being tested and tried, in our very silent suffering itself, because the Lord is always with us. All of today's readings, at least for me, remind us of God's relentless love and his compassion for us, even at times when we did not deserve it. He forgave us even at times when we could not even forgive ourselves. He gave us life even though we, at times, in our very own life did not think that life was worth living. He pursued us when we wanted to rebel and stray away from Him in order to find our self-created happiness and our ego-centered freedom. I think our society likes to talk much about love and belief in God. It seems to be a trend nowadays to simply say that one is a Christian or a believer, but some have become so vocal and really critical of others that I question whether they are Christians at all. My brothers and sisters, people often allow their politics, their agendas, their frustration, their resentment, or their anger get the best out of them on social media or on other public venues, that there seem to be no more common courtesy, no more respect, or the desire for civil discourse itself. Many seem to have no problem to use the sacred scriptures for their own self-righteousness. But not many people are willing to allow the divine truth to transform them deep from within. It seems to be easier to attack others or to demonize others instead of truly listening, caring, and loving others as Christ Jesus loves us. Think about it. If that was the case, then the Lord's teaching and His very own death on the cross for us sinners and those who hated Him would be in vain. If that is the case, then the late Cardinal Francis Xavier's own life experience imprisoned by the communists, his suffering, his trial, would be in vain and would bear no value for Christian life and call to holiness, because it would be easier to be self-righteous, to condemn, and to point the fingers at others without genuinely and humbly leading others to the Lord Jesus Christ. However, I think those who have loved someone before can sympathize with God's love. Those of us who have fallen in love before know what it means to love, to pursue, to embrace, and to love someone even when that person pushes us away. We only hope that the person recognizes our love. And when he or she recognizes it, he or she will return with genuine self-giving love too. That's all we can ever wish. For in giving our everything to the person or people who are precious to us. And if we as human beings can feel the sense of pursuing and faithful love as He, I think that's what God wants from us too. Who are the people in your life that are worth pursuing right now? Who are the people in your life and my life that worth us seeking, loving, embracing, caring, even though they might not love us back? I think this is what God wants from us, not just self-righteousness, but true respect, pursuing, and love of one another. My brothers and sisters, how can we love if we don't love God first? I pray for you, and please pray for me, because there are days that really hard to love. Maybe hard for me to love some of you. I ain't gonna be lying right in front of Jesus, you know? But that's what we're here for. If the church is all perfect, then how can we be saints, right? And we're called to love one another because we're worth loving by the Lord Jesus Christ, who pursued us, who called us back, who embraced us, even at times we cannot love ourselves.